At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
A very warm and almost hot afternoon with forecast highs today in the mid to upper 80s. That's about 25 to 30 degrees warmer than we saw yesterday with lots of sunshine. It gets even warmer tomorrow with highs near 90 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now we're at 56 in Gaithersburg, 55 in Arlington, 53 to the east in Lanham, and 55 degrees outside the WTOP studios at 1259.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Hello and good morning. I'm Rich Hunter. Coming up, a man is dead after a stabbing outside Audi Field before Saturday night's DC United match. Also,
protests against the war in Gaza continue at George Washington University. I'm Lynn Bowie.
Additional charges are pending after a crash leads to the death of a Manassas woman. I'm Ralph Fox.
Saying goodbye to Foxtrot, the stores in D.C. shut down. This is Kyle Cooper.
And Baltimore's close-knit Latino community comes together to memorialize the six workers who perished at Baltimore's Key Bridge collapse last month. Good morning. It is 1 a.m.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Storm chasers are running rings around the nation's heartland as tornado after tornado barrels through. This man just outside Oklahoma City.
The storm is sucking air like a big vacuum cleaner. It's sucking air and the air is rushing into it from all directions.
In Nebraska, James Stennis hunkered down in his Omaha basement.
We're just taking it day by day. I mean, you come upstairs and see that you have no house. Emerging from the basement, you're home, but you're actually homeless.
Weather Channel meteorologist Felicia Combs says the system is not quite done.
Not only are we worried about very large hail, tornadoes, damaging wind gusts, but also that possibility for flash flooding across this region before all is said and done this weekend.
Secretary of State Blinken is heading to Saudi Arabia in a few hours for a face-to-face with Arab leaders in the hopes of hammering out a ceasefire deal with Hamas. The BBC's Anna Foster has more from Tel Aviv.
The last time we saw a significant hostage release was at the end of last year. At one point, we were told the talks had really very much broken down. But the Egyptian delegation's visit this week and the further efforts of the US and the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, we're sort of led to believe that perhaps they're moving slightly closer in terms of trying to achieve a deal.
Anger over the war is spilling onto college campuses and fueling demonstrations. In St. Louis, word of at least 80 arrests at Washington University. KMOV-TV's Sharon Stahl says a new target of the protests is coming to light.
Students demanding the university call for a ceasefire.
WashU has a lot of money, right? It's a powerful institution. And as a powerful institution, it has a duty to put its money in responsible places.
Another demand? For the university to cut ties and divest from Boeing.
The direct line from being an engineering student here to working for companies like Boeing. And I don't think people go into the business and they're like, yay, I can't wait to make weapons. But like, that is what ends up happening a lot of the time.
President Biden mixed it up with reporters in Washington at the White House Correspondents Association's dinner, starting with jokes before getting down to brass tacks.
He promised a bloodbath when he loses again. We have to take this seriously. 8 years ago, you could have written off as just Trump talk, but no longer, not after January 6th.
Three-time Olympic gold medalist Gabby Douglas is officially back. Whether the gymnastics star's return to the sport carries all the way to the Paris Olympics remains to be seen. The now 28-year-old competed for the first time in 8 years on Saturday at the American Classic in Katy, Texas. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It is 103, Sunday, April 28th. It is 55 degrees, mostly cloudy, spot or shower, lows near 50. Hello and good morning. I'm Rich Hunter. The top local stories we're following this hour. One man is dead Saturday night after a stabbing outside of Audi Field. D.C. police said officers responded at about 6:30 p.m. last night. Police found a man with multiple stab wounds. The man was taken to the hospital where he later died. The suspect in that stabbing is in custody. The incident came about an hour before last night's D.C. United Major League Soccer game against the Seattle Sounders at Audi Field. D.C. United said the incident did not change the kickoff time of the game, but they are working with investigators. Students are still camped out at George Washington University as of yesterday afternoon and yesterday evening as anti-war protests continue at the major universities nationwide. WTOP's Lynn Bowie has an update.
Students and protesters applaud for the fact that it's been 48 hours since the encampment began. More than a dozen tents are now set up on H Street, which police have blocked off between 20th and 21st Streets. Even more tents remain on University Yard. One student explains why she's here.
Genocide is never okay, no matter who it's happening to. Just voicing that message, really. Standing up for what's right.
In a statement, the university said demonstrators violated several university policies and were trespassing, and several students have been suspended. At George Washington University, Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Organizers say at least seven students have been suspended, each facing nine counts of misconduct. The school has a long history of protesting global conflict. In May of 1970, more than 1,000 students occupied the building now known as the University Student Center, informally naming it Kent State Memorial Center to honor Kent State students killed by the Ohio National Guard soldiers during an anti-war protest. It is 1:05. A woman dies nearly 2 weeks after a crash in Manassas. We get more details from WTOP's Ralph Fox.
The collision happened April 15th at the intersection of Yates Ford and Evans Ford Roads in Manassas, where authorities say a Buick Roadmaster turned into the path of a Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck. Both the driver and the passenger in the Buick were hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. A dog in the car was killed. Prince William County Police say the passenger in that vehicle, 32-year-old Jessica Lynn Randall, died on Friday. The 46-year-old Buick driver, also of Manassas, is expected to survive. Police say alcohol appears to be a factor. The investigation is continuing. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
Famous for their black and white canopies and decor, a national chain with six local stores surprised patrons and employees this week by totally shutting down.
Foxtrot, which offered upscale wines, made-to-order meals, and locally sourced vegan treats, were popular around here, but the company abruptly closed its doors Tuesday. Kyle Young was the manager at the Georgetown store. He says all his employees were really surprised.
Definitely shed a few tears with a couple of them, gave some hugs out. It just was shocking, you know?
The company saying in a statement it could not find a viable solution to stay open. Foxtrot employed about 1,000 employees with stores in D.C., Chicago, and Dallas. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Members of Baltimore County's close-knit Latino community have constructed an elaborate memorial for the six members of a roadwork crew killed in the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. The men were Latino immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. A group of mourners gathered at the memorial Friday evening to remind the public that even as cleanup efforts proceed and maritime traffic resumes through the port of Baltimore, two of the victims remain missing. The memorial near the south end of the bridge includes decorated wooden crosses, a painted canvas backdrop, flowers, candles, and a giant modified American flag with six stars, one for each of the men. And coming up on WTOP, a big retailer wants to grab a slice of the logistics business. We'll have those details in moments. It is 1:07.
My dad was my hero. I wanted to do something to help people just like he did. A few years ago, he was diagnosed with cancer from doing search and recovery at Ground Zero in the aftermath of 9/11. I was holding his hand when he took his last breath. I didn't want to let him go.
First Responders Children's Foundation gave me a scholarship that changed my life. I'm a nurse now.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
It is 1:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go back to Butch Seltzer in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks so much, Rich. In the district, we have a structure fire on Georgia Avenue. Both directions continue to be closed between Irving Street and Kenyon Street. Construction has the roadway reduced to one lane at the 3rd Street Tunnel, northbound between D Street and Route 50, and southbound at the split to the freeway. Road construction has 295 northbound reduced to one lane between Burroughs Avenue and Eastern Avenue. In Virginia, an accident has the left lane blocked in Manassas on 66 westbound at Sudley Road. Accident in Alexandria on the Beltway Outer Loop. This is before Telegraph Road. Vehicle fire has been extinguished. Cleanup is continuing. All lanes are closed until further notice. We have an accident that has three right lanes blocked in Annandale on the Beltway Outer Loop between Braddock Road and the exit for Springfield. Three cars involved in this one. They're still out there, so stay to the left to get by. The earlier accident in Springfield on 95 northbound between Franconia Springfield Parkway and Route 644 has been cleared, and the delays have been cleared as well. We're closed due to a construction zone near the Pentagon on Boundary Channel Drive between southbound between Route 27 and 395. Construction work in Dumfries on 95 northbound between Dumfries Road and Dale Boulevard, and construction has the two right lanes blocked in Vienna on Route 7 westbound between Route 123 and the Dulles Toll Road in Maryland. An accident in Gaithersburg on 270 northbound between Shady Grove Road and Sam Ike Highway, and we continue to be closed for a crash investigation in Mechanicsville on Buds Creek Road, both directions between Mechanicsville Road and Thompson Corner Road. We're closed in both directions due to construction to Upper Marlboro on Route 382 between Croom Station Road and Sasser Lane. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable, never looked so good. I'm Butch Seltzer, WTOP Traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Bit of a mild start to the day today with temperatures only in the mid-50s, and this comes after a day yesterday where the high was only 60 degrees thanks to the clouds and rain. Now, that will not be the case today thanks to a warm front that pushed through overnight. We've got forecast highs today in the mid to upper 80s. That's about 25 to 30 degrees warmer than we saw just yesterday, and it gets even warmer tomorrow with sunshine continuing in the forecast and a temperature of about 90 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 55 degrees in both Reston and Bethesda. It's 57 downtown on the National Mall. And we've got 55 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Joan Doniger.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Walmart wants to do more than be a discount retailer. It started something of a move into logistics. It's selling some of the software it uses to help map more efficient routes for trucks making deliveries to other businesses.
I think there's a unique niche here.
Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Jen Bartashis says monetizing the in-house products Walmart uses for itself could be successful too, just because of the Walmart name.
They may actually prefer to take a solution from a Walmart, which is a retailer at heart.
But this isn't necessarily new. It has sold other store-based software before.
Companies like Walmart are really becoming technology companies.
And it's not the only retailer making this kind of move, because the growth opportunities beyond retail can bring higher profit margins. Walmart recently agreed to buy smart TV maker Vizio to boost its own advertising business. Bartashis says that's where the big opportunity is.
Retailers are using loyalty data and consumer data to sell advertising services to manufacturers.
From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Joan Doniger on WTOP.
And coming up on WTOP, it's not the prettiest car on the road, but its EV is a little more polished. We will get WTOP's Car Guy review of an Italian mainstay. It is 112.
Icing Smiles is a nonprofit organization that provides custom celebration cakes and other treats to families impacted by the critical illness of a child. Our goal is to create a custom cake for the ill child or their sibling that provides a temporary escape from worry and creates a positive memory during a difficult time. Memories have magical powers. Long after the cake is gone, the memories linger. Memories of the kindness of a stranger, of the sweet smells of a special treat, of the smiles and laughs, of a normal childhood experience so often stolen from these children. These memories are why we say it is so much more than a cake. We are not a bakery. As a matter of fact, Icing Smiles doesn't even have an oven. We rely on a generous team of volunteers spread throughout the U.S. to fulfill our mission. Visit www.icingsmiles.org to refer a family for a cake, sign up to bake a difference, and support our cause.
It's 1:13.
This is John Littell, Virginia's Secretary of Health and Human Resources. Every Virginia family should know about the comprehensive end-of-life hospice benefit, usually available at no cost and accessible statewide. To learn more today, go to virginiahospicecare.org.
I am Steve Cohn at Capital Caring Health. As Secretary Littell mentions, hospice care for patients and their families is almost always free, provided by us and seven other nonprofit hospice providers across the state. Learn more at virginiahospicecare.org.
This is John Littell, Virginia's Secretary of Health and Human Resources. Every Virginia family should know about the comprehensive end-of-life hospice benefit, usually available at no cost and accessible statewide. To learn more today, go to virginiahospicecare.org.
I am Steve Cohn at Capital Caring Health. As Secretary Littell mentions, hospice care for patients and their families is almost always free, provided by us and seven other nonprofit hospice providers across the state. Learn more at virginiahospicecare.org.
And coming up, a large university medical system in our area wants to encourage more people to become living organ donors. More from WTOP in a little over 30 seconds.
Every moment counts if you're at risk or living with lung cancer. And anyone with lungs can get lung cancer. It causes more cancer deaths than breast, colon, and prostate combined. And while there may be moments where you question your next step, through it all, GoTo for Lung Cancer is here for you. We are your community. For screening, treatment, and survivorship support, GoTo is your go-to. Confronting lung cancer starts here. Visit goto.org.
No matter how long you leave your phone plugged in, it's not fully charged. So you add the WTOP app. Get news, traffic, and weather wherever you are.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
The WTOP car review as we go, as we try to go green. We're looking at the fully electric Fiat 500e as a pretty good car to zip around the area, especially if you're close to the DC. WTOP car guy Mike Parrish joined Dimitri Sotis to discuss whether this small car has a lot of room.
I guess I couldn't make it to Miami for the launch of this vehicle, but Brian Armstead did, and he's 6'9". He fit in this car quite easily and had no problem driving it around and get in and out pretty easily. And yeah, I drove it too, and it's quite easy to drive in the city. Very spacious for someone of normal size, not 6'9 like him. So yeah, you could definitely get people in the back seat too if you're someone under 6 feet and driving this car.
And he's not like the guy on The Simpsons who says, this is the biggest car I could afford, and his knees are like, you know, I guess it was comfortable.
No, he looks like a human being and not like scrunched in there like we're gonna have to have help to get them out. So yeah, it's definitely the second version of the 500e. The first one was out between 2014 and 2019, and it was a bit half-baked. Well, now it's all EV from the beginning, and it's packaged a little bit better and drives a little bit nicer and gets further along the road than the original one did, about 150 miles.
Well, before we get to the range and everything, one more question about space. What if you have a lot of luggage? I don't mean 9 and 10 pieces, but a reasonable amount of luggage. Is there storage space?
Well, you better pack lightly. If you maybe for a week, maybe 2 weeks might be pushing it for this vehicle, unless you want to maybe throw it in the back seat. And if you don't have anyone in, you can throw it in the passenger seat. But it's definitely not huge on cargo space. Definitely huge for front seat driver and passenger. And for the rest of the car, it's a little bit tighter.
And so what kind of charging experience do you have in the range that you mentioned?
Get about 150 miles. It's not the quickest charging vehicle I've ever seen in my life. Takes about 30 or 40 minutes to get from like 10 to 80% on the charge. And overnight, if you have a level 2 charger, which will come with this vehicle. So it's a nice pickup for charging your vehicle at home if you can.
Can you get off the lot for about $30,000 or a little more?
Yeah, maybe a little bit more. There's a couple of them around town right now, and most of them are the entry-level version of this vehicle. So about $32,000. There's versions a little bit more luxurious, get you about $37,000. But yes, for an electric car, it's not going to hurt the wallet as much as many of the others on the market right now.
And a few seconds that we have left, any downsides here? We talked about how you can't pack a lot of luggage, but other than that, anything that's not too great?
Pretty small, so you definitely have to get used to driving something that's going to be one of the smallest vehicles on the road when you're around in a world of SUVs and crossovers. That and, yeah, it's definitely not going to be the most spacious for those who try to fit the back seat.
6'9" in the front seat of a Fiat. Wow. WTOP car guy Mike Parrish, see pictures of and read a lot more about the all-electric Fiat 500e or Fiat 500e at WTOP.com. Search car review. A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. Protests against the Israeli Hamas war continue on GW's campus, where students have formed an encampment. Senior Hamas officials are reviewing a proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. Residents in Nebraska and Iowa combing through rubble after getting hit by violent tornadoes. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead, where it's 1:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go back to Butch Seltzer in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Rich. In Maryland, accident in Gaithersburg on 270 northbound between Shady Grove Road and Sam Eig Highway. We continue to be closed for a crash investigation in Mechanicsville on Buds Creek Road. Both directions between Mechanicsville Road and Thompson's Corner Road were closed in both directions due to construction. Upper Marlboro on Route 382 between Croom Station Road and Sasser Lane. Construction has the right lane closed in Frederick on 270 southbound between Route 15 and Route 80. Beltway is looking good from 270 to 95. No problems on the Bay Bridge. In the district, we have a structure fire on Georgia Avenue. Both directions are closed between Irving Street and Kenyon Street. Construction has the roadway reduced to one lane at the 3rd Street Tunnel. Northbound between D Street and Route 50 and southbound, it's the split to the freeway. Road construction has 295 northbound reduced to one lane between Burroughs Avenue and Eastern Avenue. In Virginia, an accident has a left lane blocked in Manassas on 66 westbound at Sudley Road. Accident in Alexandria on the Beltway Outer Loop before Telegraph Road. Vehicle fire extinguished. The cleanup is continuing and all lanes are closed until further notice. We have an accident with three lanes blocked in Annandale on the Beltway Outer Loop between Braddock Road and the exit for Springfield. Three cars are involved. You want to stay to the left lane to get by. It is time to upgrade to this. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitsmall.com for the rock bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Butch Seltzer, WTOP traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Temperatures nice and mild this morning thanks to a warm front that pushed through overnight. And we're waking up the temperatures now in the mid-50s because of that. And we're going to see a warm and almost hot afternoon today with forecast highs in the mid to upper 80s with lots of sunshine. That'll be about 25 to 30 degrees warmer than we saw just yesterday. Now it gets even warmer heading into the week ahead with forecast highs on Monday around 90 degrees. Now if we hit 90 tomorrow, that'll be the first 90-degree day of the year and about 2 weeks earlier than we typically see our first 90-degree day. And the warmth continues into Tuesday, but we'll get a little bit of relief in the form of some rainfall, maybe even a thunderstorm or two by Tuesday afternoon. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now we've got 57 degrees at the Wharf in Southwest Washington, 56 down at National Harbor, 56 out in Sterling, and we're at 55 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, the last 24 hours in the district have been violent again. More news in 60 seconds.
Junior Achievement is where dreams take flight. We are helping students connect what they learn in school to future work and career success. We are teaching them how to manage money to achieve financial security as adults. And we are showing them that starting a business also means changing lives and communities. However, we can't do it alone. Go to ja.org to learn more.
For 248 years, proud patriots have defended our freedom as American soldiers. One of the best ways to honor their service is Historical Foundation's Registry of the American Soldier. Open to all Army veterans, this free registry allows veterans or a loved one on their behalf to create a permanent public record of their service. No soldier's story should be forgotten. Learn more at armyhistory.org. That's armyhistory.org. Sponsored by Army Historical Foundation, Inc.
This is WTOP News.
It's 1:23. I'm Rich Hunter. Thanks for being with us. D.C. police are investigating a pair of overnight shootings, one of them fatal. The first happened around 11:30 p.m. Friday night along Connecticut Avenue near DuPont Circle after an inside dispute spilled outside. Investigators say at least six people were hurt. Five of them were hospitalized but are expected to be okay. The sixth victim refused treatment. Police identify the suspect as 29-year-old Renwell Mantock of Hyattsville. They also say a weapon was recovered at the scene. Less than 3 hours later, officers responded to a second shooting at a restaurant on U Street in Northwest. One man, 43-year-old Kenneth Goines of Salisbury, Maryland, was shot several times and killed inside the restaurant. Police are looking for two suspects in that incident. Medical officials at the University of Virginia want more people to consider living organ donations. WTOP's Dan Ronan reports.
Christopher Rucker of suburban Charlottesville recently donated one of his two kidneys. Sitting alongside his surgeon on the UVA campus, he said he has no regrets.
There's a friend of mine put out an SOS on Facebook, if you will, saying, you know, her son needed a kidney.
With O positive blood, Rucker was a perfect match. He said once the UVA transplant surgeon, Dr. Sean Peltier, told him his risk of living with only one kidney was minimal, he did the test and donated the organ. The entire process from the initial inquiry to the recovery, he said, was much easier than expected. UVA officials say they need more people like Rucker to donate. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
One in six kids wear headphones for more than 2 hours a day. And WTOP's Mike Marilla says that has hearing doctors warning parents to protect their kids from hearing loss.
Whether it's occupying a toddler with a show.
Wait, Louie!
Or it's a teen listening to music. A University of Michigan survey found that kids are wearing headphones for long periods.
I've had a pretty large surge in children over the last few months.
Dr. Brittany Ometz is with Anne Arundel Audiology.
You know, hearing loss can cause issues with speech and language development.
And the age of kids impacted by hearing loss is skewing younger, with some kids dealing with it at 5 years old. She says parents should have kids practice the 60-60 rule, which is no more than 60 minutes with headphones on a day, and keep the volume at 60%.
It's just a guaranteed way to keep your ears safe.
And she says know the symptoms of hearing loss in a child, such as them not reacting to loud sounds or having trouble listening. Mike Marillo, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
And there's Frank Anran.
If recent memory serves correct, the Washington Commanders drafts have not been the greatest in recent years, but let's see if the 2024 draft class proves to be a big turning point for the franchise. They hope it will be, with quarterback Jaden Daniels taken on Thursday with the number 2 overall selection. NFL draft rounded out on Saturday with the 7th round selection of Javonte Jean-Baptiste from Notre Dame by the Commanders, edge rusher. In the 5th round, Commanders taking linebacker Jordan McGee out of Temple, and safety Dominique Hampton out of the University.